Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to another Odyssey check-in. Hi, I'm Brad. You can call me Brad. You can call them Monoskin.
Hello.
How are you?
All good.
Yep. Three out of four out of you today.
Yeah.
Almost a full team, almost a full squad. How often are you guys not together?
Very rarely.
Yeah.
Hardly often.
Only during the trip and the vacation.
Yeah, I know.
It's literally every second of every day, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's no downtime, no away time. But if there was, what are you doing? Are you binging on anything? Are you yoga? Long staring?
No, we always talk about the most idiot topics. That's what we do.
Like what?
I don't know. Like, oh shit, that's a tough question.
Like
we always mock each other and piss off each other.
Yeah, exactly.
And like Victoria also created a kind of game with numbers.
The game. Yeah, we always play. We always play. Would you rather?
Uh huh.
That's cool.
So what was the last one? What was the last?
Would you rather?
Uh huh.
I don't remember what, but it ended up throwing ice cream.
And
street.
It gets, I have a feeling, because I've been in a industry called radio for a very long time, the questions and answers get very, very dirty. They get very uncomfortable, don't they?
Yeah.
So when you come back to America and you're doing what you're doing and going around the world and or going around the country, and I wonder when you are talking to somebody like me, are you still confused why you're introducing yourself? Do you feel like you're still introducing yourself after a year, after 2 years, after, you know, year after? You sold a million albums before you even got on, you know, Eurovision. All of a sudden, you're still having to, you know, introduce yourself to people.
Yeah, no, I think that like we get that we got very big, like way bigger than we were a year ago. But also, like, we are not still at, like, Dua Lipa level
or
The Weeknd level. So, like, it's we know that we still have a lot of things to do, and that's just what we want to do. So we're cool with it.
Yeah, and, like, this makes me also think about if you don't have, like, 7 billion followers on Instagram, or maybe 7 and, like, 50. Like thousands, I don't remember the exact number, or the human beings in this planet, then of course you had to introduce yourself to someone that still know you.
It's just hard. Like, do you ever like look around and like, we might be one of the biggest bands on the planet?
Yeah, no. That's,
okay.
Yeah. No, we got it. We got it.
No,
you said
we
it.
We are the preferred sample.
You said it. So. We let other people say it.
Sure, I bet. The start with you guys was interesting because you busked, right? You met each other in high school, right?
Yep.
Middle school.
Middle school, really?
Yep.
Yeah, more younger.
Did you even know what you were doing then? Did you know what you were playing, or you were figuring out on the fly?
No, we just met in middle school, but the band was formed when we were in the high school because we were like thinking humans.
Yeah, but when you're doing that, it's not like somebody's gonna, you know, pay you to be on a stage.
No,
so
that's right.
You're gonna pay to be on a stage.
Sure, but I bet that leads to a lot of terrible gigs.
Yeah.
What is the worst terrible gig? The worst gig you had?
I got the worst one.
I got the worst one.
We played in a outdoor disco. kind of, kind of. And the guy who hired us was very young, and he was like super excited to have this project and blah 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 and this and that. And we asked for like 200 euros. And like at the end of it all, he kind of disappears, and we keep like texting him because we really needed that money at the time. And he just disappeared, and nobody saw him again.
Yeah, it was experience like talking about gigs.
Well, perhaps. Let me introduce you. He's here today. He's here with the $200.
Yeah.
I mean, with all these terrible gigs, was there ever a moment you're like, I'm done. I'm just going to get a real job.
We were too young to get like, a real job, yeah. So we could just keep going.
You never wanted, there's no mention of quitting and doing something else.
No way.
Not at all.
The beauty of youth.
Never.
Yeah. The beauty of youth and naivete. Yeah, it just makes you keep doing things no matter what.
Yeah.
You kept saying, maybe you didn't keep saying, but I've read a couple of times that you guys say, we've had way too many pinch me moments in the last couple of years. I'm imagining the Rolling Stones is one of those.
Yeah.
What's another one?
We met Iggy Pop. We met also lots of incredible artists like Tom Morello.
Yeah,
Steve,
we went to the EMAs. AMAs we were sitting next to Olivia Rodrigo and John Legend and everybody.
Lil Nas X,
we
were like, also.
I was watching you on TV yesterday. We were like, yeah. So we had a lot of crazy moments.
When you're dropped into a room like that, what in the world do you do? How do you strike up a conversation? You know,
you just pretend to be chilled. Oh yeah, I'm a musician too. Yeah, you know what you're working on right now. And then like, when they go away, you're like,
yeah, but honestly, yeah, that's also is like happening. Yeah. But like honestly, and personally, if I don't have anything to say, then I prefer to say nothing. In general,
I've
so
never
like,
had that problem. I never said
get
nothing.
Sure,
I can't do it.
I can get it. Yeah.
You said, what are you working on these days? You got a new song. You got a new album coming. The song Supermodel. I also read that you guys said it may not be the deepest song, but it sure is fun. Why don't we have more fun in rock music? Why are we not having any fun anymore?
Is that because I think that when you make music with analog instruments, people immediately label it as high quality music, like very deep, and it is. Like, I think that every kind of music and every style of music deserves its respect, but when it comes to rock and roll, I think that people are very attached to the old-fashioned rock and roll thing, and what lasted more is the more deep part of that kind of music. But rock and roll used to be also just fun, just songs about sex and or fun or parties, and I think that's the cool thing about rock and roll, that is a very various genre, and it allows you to do anything, a fun song, a very deep song, both in the same song.
What's more comfortable for you?
More comfortable.
I think that we used to be always very deep in every song, and I think that we learn how to take ourselves less seriously and how to be more carefree and enjoyable in a certain way. But like in my perspective, I prefer to write like deep lyrics and stuff like that.
Well, you sort of did that. Tell me about the Coachella song that you wrote that was mostly about Ukraine and Russia with Gasoline, right?
Yeah.
That's correct.
We were in the middle of the writing process when all the war thing happened, and Ukraine is very close to Italy, and we have a lot of friends coming from Ukraine and also from Russia and also from all the close countries. So we felt really affected by that. Like every war is terrible, but we felt like we were in the right spot to do something, which wasn't like in a strict way political, but it was just a way to make people aware of what was happening and aware that their voice, it's meaningful, even if they're not celebrities or singers, actors or whatever. But if everybody speaks up for things, it's very meaningful and could be very powerful, because on Instagram or whatever social it is, we have a huge community that if sticks together can be a very powerful weapon and a very powerful way to spread a message, I think.
When you're writing a song like that, though, as opposed to the fun things that, you know, just, you know, not taking yourselves too seriously, then to the stuff that even further back, you know, with the EPs that you released before, is the process now different for you? Are you starting to look at everything a little bit differently? And
yeah, I mean, also because we live lots of cool things every day and we don't have too much time for writing new music. So on that period, you're playing Would You Rather too much. Yeah, exactly. No, we spent this period basically in Los Angeles for 3 months. So we had the moment to, you know, focus on music. But yeah, it's different, but we can try to have time and to, I don't know, writing new stuff, new music every day, basically, and take inspiration from the lots of things that we live every day.
Yeah, no, I think it's just a matter of growing up. I think that if two albums stay the same, there's something that's not working, because like we are super young, so every year we are a way different person from the year before because we are still developing and growing up. So I think that every time we get to write an album and write music in general, it's very different because each one of us understands new things and maybe wants to talk about something that he feels very close to, and he doesn't want to talk about something anymore that we used to do. Maybe that I think it should change, and if it changes, it's a healthy thing.
Yeah, growth in general, like, is a symptom of, change in general is a symptom of growth. So I think also like new experiences and new things to learn about can just like aim to something that is helpful for you in general. And of course, if you work in like in some kind of discipline, artistic disciplines in general, like in this case music, you can bring all this experience, get it along, and make it into music, into something you really felt in the moment you were feeling it. So it's just a matter of how you can like also handle all the things happening around you. And if you like do it with like just enough awareness in general, you can say something that really is really meaningful for you. And of course, this meaning can just reach a lot of people outside you. So yeah, it's about experience also.
You said new experiences. You know, the last time you were in America, I can't imagine you had much of free time to start checking. But did you start making a list of the things that you wanted to do? Do you have like a checklist of places,
I think now,
experiences?
Now we're kind of too focused on our the things we got to do. So we're very focused on like we have to play this and we have to play there. And we're not very into visiting
trip
things. yeah, we don't
unfortunately
really like that, but we're planning virtual vacation, like
a virtual vacation. Please do tell
like
how this
if
works.
If I ever get 3 days, I would like to go there.
Okay, that's the first spot. What's the first spot?
I want to go to Japan.
Like with how much time in my hands? Like, you know, it depends on the amount of time.
You got
1 week.
Yeah,
I think that day when I come. Oh, sorry.
Maybe to the sea somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, in Jamaica. Jamaica, yeah, wouldn't be bad. Yeah.
I think that I want to come back to LA, experiment a lot, but yeah, not with a musician, but with a normal guy.
Uh-huh. Japan, LA, Jamaica. This is a good trip. all right, so you guys know this far better than I do, so you're going to have to... Who's the best? Maybe not even the best, but who's the top of the top when it comes to Italian rock bands?
Top of the top Italian rock band.
I would say we are many, to be honest. Like,
Måneskin. No.
Yeah, also Måneskin.
Out of Måneskin.
We have Marlene Kunz.
Blue Vertigo, Vale come rock band.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Blue Vertigo.
Okay.
They're the biggest, but then
not Eiffel 65.
They're not rock.
Good point. But fair enough.
But they're legends. Yeah.
I will say After Hours.
They're fucking legends. Yeah, so we also got After Hours and Marlene Kunz, Verdana.
Yeah, Litfiba.
Yeah, we got plenty.
Well, a bunch.
Huge in Italy.
Well, guess what? The biggest rock band of all of Italy is here. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank
I appreciate
so
it. Yeah, the greatest rock band in the history of Italy. I can't believe it. There you go. Thank you for joining us. Another Odyssey check-in.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.